مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے، تیرا ذرہ ذرہ نشان نبی ہے، فدا تجھ پہ میں خاک شہر مدینہ، احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ، احد کے یہ دامن میں خون شہیدہ، سبق دے رہا ہے وفائے مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ، نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی، نشانی ہے اسلام کی عظمتوں کی، صحابہ کے قدموں سے خاک مدینہ، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، وفاداریوں پر صحابہ کی اختر، ہے تاریخ روشن یہ شہر مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، مبارک تجھے ہو اے عرض مدینہ، نبی کا شہر ہے یہ شہر مدینہ. جزاک
ستن تنبرو شریف. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم، اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Again, we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, make the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, think of Allah ta'ala's azmat, Allah's greatness, Allah's kindness, Allah's rahmat. Allah is one, Allah has no partners. Allah has no shariq, Allah has no parents, no children, no wife. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is independent. Allah ta'ala is self-sufficient. Everything works only through the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah is the control of every single thing. When we say La, we take out from our hearts Ghairullah. Everything besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All our gunas, shahwat, whims, fancies. Everything that we have in our heart besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Allah ta'ala does not like, we should have in our heart. All the spiritual maladies, love for this world, everything we take out of the heart, love, haram, illicit relationships that we have. Remove all that wine, liquor, woman, drugs, filth from our hearts. We say la, la means no. No to all these type of ilahs. Everything out from our heart. And we say illallah. We put into our heart only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah's love.
قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله 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 لا إله لا إله إلا الله 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 إلا الله لا إله 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 إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. Try and take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the most beautiful way. It is the name of our Allah. When you take the name of our beloved, we try and say it in the most beautiful way. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is our true beloved. And we are all the lovers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are the ashiks of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. With full concentration, don't think of anything else, just Allah. Nothing else exists, just us and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we are moving towards Jannatul Firdaus. Allah is calling us, the doors are open, and now we are running towards Allah. Allah Jalla Jalaluhu wa Ta'ala Sha'nuhu. Allah, 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 Allah,
لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم The zikr must be every day of our life. This is the masjid we're having is to teach, make mudhakara, how we should make zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Every day at home, especially alone. Remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It must not just be just once a week or once a month or whenever there's some occasion, we remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Especially when we're alone, we have more ikhlas, because it's just Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in us. And then you see how you feel when you take Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's name. There shouldn't be a day that goes by we don't remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is when we're just walking around, we take the zikr of Allah, that's also very important. But there should be some time during the day alone, 5 minutes or 10 minutes or 15 minutes, sit and remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today we have become so shy to take our own Allah's name. For those few moments, sit, close the door, make muraqabah, think of all the things we have done, all the wrong things, and think that we're going to face Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is hisab kitab. Again, not that Allah ta'ala wants to punish us, not that Allah ta'ala wants to harm us in any way, not that Allah ta'ala wants to whoop us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves us. Allah wants us to follow the straight path, to obey Him, and Allah will send His countless blessings upon us. Allah is giving us so much. Allah is giving us food. Allah is giving us water to drink. Allah is giving us protection, shelter, clothing, despite us not listening to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imagine then, when we obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam was inspired by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, oh Dawood, if only those people who turn their backs upon me, if they only understand and realize and come to know how I am waiting for them, كَيْفَ إِنْتِذَارِي لَهُمْ وَشَوْقِي لَهُمْ, and my yearning and longing for them, so that they turn away from ma'asiyat and guna and turn towards me. Allah Ta'ala says, if they only know, then they would die out of joy and excitement when they realize that my Allah is prepared to forgive me. Then Allah Ta'ala tells Dawood alayhi salatu wasalam, if this is how I deal with those people who turn their backs to me, that I am waiting for them and I want to give them so much, and I want to show them that I am so kind and so loving, imagine those people who always are in my obedience, how much more I will give them. It is very difficult initially to stay away from guna. We all are filthy, we all commit gunas. There is no claim that we're making. None of us can say we don't make it. Everybody makes gunas. And we are not those people who we talk about, Ahlullah and Mashaykh and great people. We are all sinners. But we are trying. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves the tears that flow down a person who is a taib. In fact, in some riwayat is mentioned, La'aninul mudnibin, the crying, the sobbing of a person who is repenting. It is more dearer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala at times than the tasbih a person makes. Allah wants to see those tears of repentance, because then we have acknowledged, oh Allah, there is no other person who can forgive us, and we are turning to you. And that is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants from us. In the time of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we have heard this incident, but I'm mentioning this again so that our hearts can become soft when we make dua. In Dawood, the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, there was drought, and he cried to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, oh Allah, there is drought and we are suffering, please send some rain. Allah says, there is a person amongst you, because of him, I'm punishing all of you. Because of his gunas, I'm not sending down rain. All of you are suffering. The animals are suffering. So many people are suffering. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam became angry. He turned to his people and he said, there's one person amongst us. Because of him, Allah Ta'ala is punishing all of us. So that person, Allah's instruction was that he must move away from this gathering immediately. Musa alayhi salam makes the ilan, and he still hardly finishes whatever he has to say. Nobody moves from the gathering, and suddenly rain comes pouring down. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is quite amazed. Oh Allah, no person moved away from this gathering. How you send down rain? And why did you send down rain? Allah says, the same person because of whom I first sent down azab and drought, he made such a sincere tawbah while sitting there in his heart without even having raised his hands. He cried to me. He said, oh Allah, do not disgrace me now. I know I'm a sinner. I confess. Oh Allah, I make sincere tawbah. Allah says, I liked it so much because of that one sinful person. Now I'm sending down rain to you. So we do not know whose condition is what. We shouldn't worry about the next person, that this person is a gambler and he commits zina, and we see him in the prostitute, going to the prostitute den, and he is such a terrible person and he lives like this and like that. Each of us should look at his own self, his own faults, his own gunas. And again, these Mubarak nights, Allah knows when we will see it again. This is the last odd night. Do not worry about the next person, what people will say. Have ikhlas. Allah protect us from riya, from all type of evil and show and ostentation. Allah give us the ikhlas. We are so weak that we don't have ikhlas. But some sincere person sitting here, inshallah, through his barakat, Allah will forgive all of us. Allah fulfill all our desires, inshallah. اللهم لك الحمد كله ولك الشكر كله لا نحصي ثناء عليك أنت كما أثنيت على نفسك
Oh my Allah, oh my Allah. Oh Allah, you are so kind to us, so loving, so caring. You gave us such beautiful ni'mats. So many ni'mats, Ya Allah. We haven't even made shukr to you for all those ni'mats, Ya Allah. You have given us iman. You have given us life. You have given us air to breathe in. You have given us water, clothing, food. Ya Allah, send durood and salam upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Ya Allah, especially in the month of Ramadan, you gave us such barakat, such blessings. Our tables were full of food, different types of food. Ya Allah, not a day that went by that you kept us hungry or thirsty, or without any food, without any sehri, without any iftar. Ya Allah, so much of dates we had, so much of water, so much of savory, so much of fries, so much of food, so much of ni'mat, Ya Allah, so much of ni'mat. Ya Allah, our house was full of barakat, blessings, noor. Masjid was full, Ya Allah. In Taraweeh Salat, all the five Salat, Ya Allah. There is always, we could see, sense the noor, your anwarat, your barakat, your rahmat. Ya Allah, 1 or 2 days are left now. Ya Allah, this Ramadan is going away. Ya Allah, we do not know whether we'll see another Ramadan again. Eh, Maliki Kareem. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman. Now you have pity on us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, have mercy upon us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are those sinful servants of yours, Ya Allah. We don't have true knowledge, Ya Allah. We don't even know how to ask from you. We don't know adab and etiquettes, Ya Allah. You are the king of all kings. Ya Allah, if we have to face one king of this world, or one president, or one prime minister, we rehearse, we practice, we use the best type of speech, the most eloquent of words. Ya Allah, we prepare well and we go. Ya Allah, but we are beggars, Ya Allah. We've got tattered, torn clothing. We've got no shoes. We've got nothing. Ya Allah, like a beggar who has got nothing, Ya Allah, with torn clothing, he's got no food. He's hungry. He's thirsty. His hair is disheveled. Ya Allah, how he begs from a person. He goes door to door, door to door. From morning, he only goes back right till the evening. He hunts. He searches for food. He digs into the dustpan. He looks for something to fill his belly. Ya Allah, a dog even goes from one butcher to another butcher to another butcher. If it is chased from one butcher, it goes to another butcher until finally it has something to eat. Ya Allah, we are trying desperately, Allah, from the beginning of the month of Ramadan. Ya Allah, tonight, 29th of Ramadan already. Ya Allah, a few days ago, we heard people saying, Ramadan Mubarak, Ramadan Mubarak. Ya Allah, now we're hearing people saying, Eid Mubarak. Ya Allah, Ramadan is gone. Ya Allah, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam desired that if the ummah only understood what Ramadan was, the value of Ramadan, the ummah will desire every day be Ramadan, the entire year be Ramadan, the entire year be Ramadan. Ya Allah, we took your name, Ya Allah. There is such pleasure, such lazzat, such sweetness in your name. Ya Allah, you remove the darkness of our heart, Ya Allah. You remove the zulumat in our heart. Our hearts are so clouded, Ya Allah. So clouded, Ya Allah. Full of guna. Ya Allah, that they have become so hard, that nothing is affecting us. Not even your kalame paak, your dhikr, tilawat, durood, bayans upon bayans. Especially in this country, Allah, we have been so fortunate. We have got ulama-i kiram. We have such great mashayikh coming to our shores, Ya Allah. Madaris, makatib, huffaz. Ya Allah, you have even given us computers, Ya Allah. Where Quran and Hadith is on computer. One button we press and we've got Bukhari Sharif in front of us, Tirmidhi Sharif in front of us. Ya Allah, we've got Quran ayats, translation, tafasir. Ya Allah, everything. There is so much of uloom, so much of uloom. But Ya Allah, despite all this, we have still become ghafil of you. We are still disobedient to you. Ya Allah, we still don't even take heed to all the advices that are given to us. Ya Allah, as though we don't care. As though we don't care about you. Ya Allah, forgive us. Ya Allah, we have seen in this world enough examples. The Quran is full of examples of Qawmi Aad, Thamud, and so many Qawmi Lut, and so many nations of the past. You sunk some of them. You rained stones upon some of them. Some of them you disfigured them. You changed their faces into that of swines and apes. Ya Allah, if you wish, you can do the same to us. But oh my Malik, Oh my Kareem, oh my most generous Allah, my most loving Allah, my most caring Allah. Do not do this to the Ummah of Nabiya Kareem. Sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Oh Allah, forgive us completely, Allah. Now give us that realization, that shu'ur, that ihsas, Ya Allah, that we have to turn to you. And you are the king of all kings. You are Malikul Mulk. Ya Allah, you are Dhul Jalali wal Ikram, Dhul Arshil Majid, Fa'alu lima yureed. You do as you please. Everything is in your control. Inna Allaha ala kulli shayin qadir. Khaliqu kulli shayin. Wahuwa ala kulli shayin wakil. La tudrikuhu al-abasar. Wahuwa yudriku al-abasar. Wahuwa al-latifu al-khabir. Ya Allah, we cannot see you, but you can see every person. Every person's soul is in your control. The rain is in your control. Sun in your control. The moon in your control. Night in your control. Day in your control. Oceans in your control. The tides in your control. The moon in your control. The stars in your control. Jinnat in your control. The malaika in your control. Shayateen in your control. The fish in the sea in your control. Birds in the sky in your control. Animals in the jungle in your control. The insects in your control. Every single thing. Oh Allah, you are so great. You are so powerful. You are Dhul Jalali wal Ikram. Ya Allah, you are so loving. Hey, my Malik. Hey, my Kareem, Allah. Oh Allah, we can take your name day and night. Ya Allah, we can spend the whole night in sajda. Ya Allah, we can cry to you. We can beg from you. We can make your ibadat. But still, it will not, and we have been fulfilled, we will not be fulfilling your right over us, Ya Allah. وَمَا قَدْرُ اللَّهَ حَقَّ قَدْرِ. You have mentioned that insan has not appreciated you as insan ought to have appreciated you. Oh Allah, forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Forgive us for this, Ya Allah. Give us a kamil iman, a most perfect iman, a strong iman. Give us a jazba for having a strong iman, for doing good amal, amal is saliha. Ya Allah, give us hayat tayyibah. Give us a happy life, Ya Allah. A blissful life, Ya Allah. Give us a ba-lutf zindagi. Ba-lutf zindagi ata farma. Ya Allah. Ya Allah, protect us from ma'ishatan dhanka, from a wretched life, from a miserable life, from a life of depression, from a life of sorrow and misery and suffering, of humiliation and disgrace. Ya Allah, give us, Ya Allah, the best of this dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us best of this dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. Do not make us muhtaj on any of your makhluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are turning to you tonight again. Ya Allah, we are turning to you tonight. Ya Allah, see how desperate we are, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, an hour ago, we turned to you. Ya Allah, but still, Ya Allah, we want again. We want you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you become ours, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, what will you lose if you become ours, Ya Allah? You will lose nothing, Ya Allah. Your treasures are full, Ya Allah. You are bainiyas. You don't need any person. You're not muhtaj. You're not answerable to any parents. You're not answerable to any other god. You're not answerable to any superior person than you. There is no superior to you. You have got no parents, Ya Allah. You've got no children. You've got no wife to worry about. You've got nothing, Ya Allah. You've got no ancestors, Ya Allah. You've got no other powerful person, Ya Allah. There is no other Allah beside you. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem. There is no door we can go to. Ya Allah, you tell us tonight. Ya Allah, we are prepared, Ya Allah, to go to whichever place you tell us. Ya Allah, but you have mentioned in the Quran enough times, Ya Allah. Your Nabi Sam has mentioned enough places, Ya Allah, that there is no other Allah. There is no other turn. There is no other door. There is no return to any other place. There is no other solution. There is no solution to our problems but you, Allah. You are our solution. You are our maqsood. You are our matloob. You are our masjood. You are our ma'bood. You are our ilah. Oh Allah. Ya Rahman. Ya Rahim. Ya Malik. Ya Kareem. Ya Mughni. Ya Samad. Ya Allah, you help us now. Ya Allah, we are desperate, Ya Allah. Please, Ya my Allah, guide us now. Ya Allah, hold us by our finger, Ya Allah. Like how a mother holds her toddling baby, or her little baby, by the finger, and the mother guides the child to walk along with her. Ya Allah, hum batak gaye. We don't know the right path. Ya Allah, Your Nabi came into this world, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He showed us, He linked makhluk to Khaliq. He linked us to you, Ya Allah. We forgot that path. We did not worry about
go that path. Ya Allah, now we are drowning in sins, Ya Allah, in masiyat, in gunah. Ya Allah, we have become disloyal to you. We have made khiyanat of your deen, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the ilm you gave us, Ya Allah, we are not practicing on the ilm you have given us, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, do not catch us, Ya Allah. Do not seize us, Ya Allah. Why is making gunah? If you wish, Ya Allah, you can block our eyes, you can block our ears, you can block our hearts, you can freeze us at that point, Ya Allah. You can disfigure us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, why is a person is committing zina? You can give him a stroke, people will see him, he'll become embarrassed. What a terrible thing this person has done. While stealing, he can get caught, he can become sick, he can freeze on that spot. People will see lifelong what he has done. Oh Allah, we have got the dummy of Firaun, we have got so many other things in front of us as ibrah to us, Ya Allah. The nations of the past are ibrah to us, Ya Allah. The ummah of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, the final ummah of the final Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Allah, our Nabi has told us, we came last, but we shall enter Jannah first. Oh Allah, do not punish us, Ya Allah. Do not send your wrath upon us, Ya Allah. Do not become naraz with us, Ya Allah. Ab tu razi ho ja. Ab tu razi ho ja. Ab tu razi ho ja. Ya Allah, hum khalis teri raza chahte hai, Ya Allah. We are asking for your raza mandi. We are not asking anybody else to be pleased with us. The whole world can be displeased with us, Ya Allah. But if you are pleased with us, agar tu mera, to sab mera, falak mera, zameen mera hi. Agar tu nahi mera, to kushi nahi. Mary, Ya Allah, if you become ours, everything is ours. Everything becomes ours. The sky becomes ours. The heaven becomes ours. The earth becomes ours. Oh Allah, if you are not ours, Ya Allah, nothing is ours. Everything, if we destroy in this world, there is some replacement, Ya Allah. But if we lose you, if we don't get you, then we are true losers, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we'll be lost completely in dunya and akhirat, Ya Allah. We'll be among the khasirin, among the khaibin. Oh my Malik, oh my Kareem Allah, oh my most loving Allah, Ya Allah, such beautiful names you got, Ya Allah. Such beautiful sifat you have, Ya Allah. Your treasures are full, Ya Allah. If you give each one of us sitting here, and all our brothers and sisters who are not here, Ya Allah, our mothers at home, Ya Allah, if you give all your makhluk, Ya Allah, every insan, every ummati of Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam tonight, Ya Allah, if you give each person something, Ya Allah, if you give each person hidayat, Ya Allah, give each person forgiveness, Ya Allah, give each person your rahmat, Ya Allah, you will lose nothing, Ya Allah. If the person is absolutely rich, if he is the richest man in the world, if he has to give each one of us a gold coin, he'll lose nothing, Ya Allah. But a time will come when all his gold coins will come become exhausted. There will be a time, Ya Allah, when all his money will become finished. Oh Allah, you are not like that. Ya Allah, you will give and give and give, and nothing, not even a drop, not even a small fragment will decrease from your treasures. Oh Allah, you are so kind, so full of mercy, so loving, so caring. Oh Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now you please, my Allah. We are begging you with azam, Ya Allah. With azam, Ya Allah. With azam, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, we regret. Truly, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, from the bottom of our hearts, Ya Allah. Hum sharminda hai, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we regret all the filthy sins we committed, Ya Allah. What terrible gunas we did, Ya Allah. Day in, Ya Allah, at the night, Ya Allah, in privacy, Ya Allah, in our offices, Ya Allah, in our workplaces, Ya Allah, at home, Ya Allah, in the car, Ya Allah, Ya Allah, in various places, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we thought nobody is watching us. Ya Allah, we fooled ourselves, Ya Allah. We fooled ourselves, Ya Allah. You saw everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, your zameen will bear testimony against us on the day of Qiyamah. Ya Allah, Kiram and Katibin wrote everything down, Ya Allah. Eh, my Allah, we have read in the hadith of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, إِذَا تَابَ الْعَبْدِ, when a banda makes sincere tawbah, oh Allah, you make those angels forget what they had recorded. They wipe out those things that they had recorded. All those people who had witnessed that sin been committed, they forget that sin was committed. That zameen also forgets on the day of Qiyamah. That land, that piece of ground will not be able to bear testimony against that person. Oh Allah, you forgive us. Give us tawbatan nasuha. Khalis tawbah. Khalis tawbah. Ya Allah, you are ghafoor rahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we beg you again and again and again. We beseech you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are not going to turn to any other person, Ya Allah, anymore, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us for all the wrong we did, Ya Allah. All the sins in our life, Ya Allah. So many sins that which we are aware of. And there are so many gunas that we are not even aware that we committed those gunas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many gunas. Eh, my Malik. Eh, my Kareem, Allah. Allahumma innaka afuun kareem. تُحِبُّ الْعَفَّ فَعْفُ عَنَّا يَا كَرِيمُ اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ اللَّهُمَّ أَجِرْنَا مِنَ النَّارِ Ya Allah, you have mentioned the Qur'an Majid. Ya Allah, we have recited this ayat so many times in our dua. Ya Allah, but this ayat, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned, this ayat gives us so much of hope, Ya Allah, in your mercy. قُلْ يَا عِبَادِيَ الَّذِينَ أَسْرَفُوا عَلَىٰ أَنفُسِهِمْ لَا تَقْنَطُوا مِن رَّحْمَةِ اللَّهِ Oh, my beloved servants, Oh, my beloved servants, those who have wronged themselves, who have transgressed, who have done all wrong, who have disobeyed me. Oh Allah, you have said, لا تقنطوا من رحمة الله. Do not lose hope of my mercy. Do not lose hope of the mercy of Allah. Oh my Allah, if this ayat was not in the Qur'an Majid, then we would have been frightened. We would have been doomed. Ya Allah, we would have been so afraid. Ya Allah, But this ayat gives us hope, Ya Allah. There is some light in the dark tunnel that we were traveling in, Ya Allah. There is some hope for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, again we are raising our hands. In this Mubarak night, these brothers have made a sacrifice, Ya Allah. The whole day they have been working, Ya Allah. They have been fasting for you, Ya Allah. They did Taraweeh Salah. Not a single complaint. Why the program is so long? Why the dua is so long? Why so much of dhikr? Ya Allah, so happily, so readily, so happily, they are sitting, Ya Allah. What they hope, Ya Allah, that Malik al-Mulk, Dhul Jalali wal Ikram is going to forgive us. Ya Allah, we know you're going to forgive us. We have that yaqeen, Ya Allah. Tonight you are going to forgive us. And tonight you are going to give that turning point in our life where you're going to make the first law of hidayat, Ya Allah. And from now on, Ya Allah, we are going to become your true friends, Ya Allah. Your true awliya, Ya Allah. Your kamileen, sadiqeen, your mahbubeen, your beloved servants, Ya Allah. Ya Allah. Help us in all our problems, Ya Allah. Remove those problems, Ya Allah. People are depressed, Ya Allah. They are suffering so much. They are taking tablets. They are taking painkillers. They are taking, Ya Allah, they want to take their lives away. They are sick and tired, Ya Allah, of life. Ya Allah, show them the true way. The life of Quran, Sunnah, where a person has itminan, contentment, serenity, peace of mind in your dhikr. He gets chain, sukoon. Ya Allah, we don't have any more chain. We got no more sukoon in our life. No more tranquility. We are pareshan, frightened. Fear has gripped our lives. We walk out of the masjid, we are afraid. We are at home, we are afraid. Day and night, crime, killing, looting, murders. Ya Allah, there is nothing that we can see in the newspaper that will give us happiness, Ya Allah. There is only darkness and darkness and darkness and darkness. Oh Allah, it is because of our sins, Ya Allah. It is because of our gunas, Ya Allah. You cleanse our hearts, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you cleanse our hearts. Ya Allah, our hearts have become so hard, Ya Allah. So hard, Ya Allah, that we can't even shed a tear now, Ya Allah. Hey, my Allah. Hey, my Allah. Hey, my piyar, Ya Allah. Hey, my mahbub, Allah. Oh Allah, you are so loving, so kind, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, now we have realized that we are your makhluq. We are your ibad, we are ibadur Rahman, we are your servants, and we have to be loyal to you. Ya Allah, we have to obey you. You have been so kind to us. You have mentioned in the Qur'an Majid, Ya ayyuhal insan. Oh my servants, oh mankind, ma gharraka bi rabbikal kareem. What has deceived you? What has taken you away from your Allah who is so generous, so kind, that Allah who has given you so much ni'mat, despite the fact that you don't deserve those ni'mat. Oh Allah, that plea from you has come in the Quran, that we should turn to you. Alladhi khalaqak, the one who has created you, the one who has formed you. Ya Allah, you have made us ashraful makhlukat, the best of your creation. You have given us beautiful limbs. You have given us beautiful appearances, beautiful bodies. If you wish, you could have made us an animal in the jungle. If you wish, you could have made us swines, Ya Allah. If you wish, you could have made us apes, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, you gave us beautiful appearances, beautiful bodies, Ya Allah. You gave us izzat, Ya Allah. You gave us honor, Ya Allah. We don't have to go down ground, crawling onto our feet and eat from the floor. You have given us hands. We can pick up the food and place it in our mouth so easily, Ya Allah. You have given us a heart. You have given us liver, lungs, kidneys. You have given us beautiful organs. Ya Allah, you have given us eyes, beautiful eyes to see and ears to hear and a zuban to take your dhikr. To remember you, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e-Kareem, with these same limbs, same organs, we have taken the name of Shaitan. We have taken the name of Shaitan and his allies and his friends. We have followed Shaitan's footsteps. We have, Ya Allah, followed his footsteps instead of following your Nabi's footsteps, instead of following his Sirat al-Mustaqim. Ya Allah, we opted to move and follow according to the flute of Shaitan. Ya Allah, help us now. Ya Allah, in the month of Ramadan, you chained the Shayateen. It was only our nafs that we had to control. After the month of Ramadan, we have a double worry. We've got nafs and Shaitan. Ya Allah, nafs and Shaitan has destroyed our lives. Ya Allah, nafs o Shaitan, dono ne milkar, hai kiya mujhko tabah. Oh Allah, nafs and Shaitan, they have finished us, Ya Allah. They have completely ruined our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, eh mere Mola, chahta hai hum teri pana. We want your pana, your protection, your shelter, your help, your nusrat. Allahu haziri, Allahu nasiri, Allahu ma'i. Allah, we want your ma'iyat. Allah, teri ta'alluq naseeb farma. Ya Allah, we want your ta'alluq, Ya Allah. Give us the rope, Ya Allah. Such a rope, Ya Allah, that you're not going to throw down and you're not going to cut it off and you're not going to sever it, that we don't fall down and get hurt. But Ya Allah, give us that rope that we climb up and we reach you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we want you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Ya Allah, tu hamara banja. Hame tera bana le aaj. Ya Allah, aaj ki raat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, us maqbool farma, Ya Allah. Laylatul Qadr naseeb farma. Laylatul Qadr naseeb farma. Ya Allah, hidayat ka faisla farma. Ya Allah, dunya ke har kone mein, chappe chappe mein, Ya Allah, tu hidayat ka faisla farma. Ya Allah, tu hadi hai. Ya Allah, you spread hidayat through the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Fi mashariq al-ard wa magharibiha, fi shimaliha wa junubiha. Ya Allah, fi kulli makan, Ya Allah. Make there be noor, anwarat, barakat, rahmat. Ya Allah, don't deprive any person. Ya Allah, me mahroom mat kijiye. Don't make any person mahroom. Ya Allah, my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, fa inna shaqi man hurima fi rahmatallahi azza wa jal. That person, the month of Ramadan comes, it goes by, he fails to make tawbah and istighfar sincerely. He is mahroom. My Nabi said, he is shaqi. He is unfortunate, wretched, unlucky, miserable. He is a loser. Ya Allah, do not make us losers. Ya Allah, do not make us losers tonight. Ya Allah, make us winners, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we tried, Ya Allah. We tried to deep puri ibadat ki hame. Ya Allah, teri tawfiq se, teri fazl o karam se, Ya Allah, hum bahut nadim hain, sharminda hain, bahut kamzor hain, bahut zayif hain. Ya Allah, we tried. We said in your masjid, Ya Allah, for your pleasure, Ya Allah, forgive us if we are riya, if we are did for ostentation and for show, my Allah. Ya Allah, you change it with ikhlas, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we don't want to leave now, Ya Allah. Empty-handed, my Malik, you are not deaf, you are not blind, you can see us, you can hear us, we don't have to shout, my Allah. Ya Allah, our voice will go away. Ya Allah, please, my Allah, before maut comes, Ya Allah, you change our lives, my Allah. You change our condition, Ya Allah. The condition of our parents, my Allah. Save them from the azab of the qabr, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat also. Our children, Ya Allah. They are masoom, Ya Allah. So much of fitna, so much of fasad, so much of corruption, so much of vice, so much of evil, Ya Allah. They step out of the home. They are invited by filthy billboards. They are invited by haram things. Ya Allah, how are they going to control themselves? They are still young, my Allah. Help them, Ya Allah. Such fitna are coming every day, Ya Allah, that we don't know what's going to happen to them, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik, eh, Kareem, you assist us. You help us, Ya Allah. Forgive our parents. Forgive our children, our wives, Ya Allah. Give them hidayat also, Ya Allah. Forgive their faults, Ya Allah. Give them a good akhlaq, Ya Allah. Aapas mein ulfat al muhabbat paida farma. Miya bibi ke darmiyan ulfat al muhabbat paida farma. Do not make us quarrel with them, Ya Allah. Do not make us lose our anger for every petty thing, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we raise our voices at the house, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we become angry for small, silly, stupid things, my Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Give us a good mizaj, a good temperament, Ya Allah. Good akhlaq, Ya Allah. We don't know how to deal with your makhluk, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we hurt them, we abuse them, we swear them, we deceive them, we give them taklif, Ya Allah. We put them in upareshan, Ya Allah. We put them in difficulty, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we have become zalims, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you forgive us, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, help us now, my Allah. Be kind and merciful to us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, we are serious, my Allah. We are serious, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, many times, my Allah, we were not serious, Ya Allah. But tonight we raise our hands, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in this helpless state, Ya Allah. Nabtahilu ilayka, ibtihal al-muslimi zaleel, Ya Allah. Am zaleel hokar tujhse maang rahe. Ya Allah, faqeer hai. Am faqeer hai, Malik. Tu maula hai. Tu hamara maula hai. Aqa hai. Ya Allah, you have said, wa anna al-kafirin la maula lahum. The disbelievers have got no protector. They've got no friend. They have got no guardian. Ya Allah, but you have promised the believers. You are the mawla of the believers. Rabbana la tuakhidna in nasina aw akhtana. Rabbana wa la tahmil alayna isran kama hamaltahu ala alladhina min qablina. Rabbana wa la tuhamilna ma la taqata lana bi. Wa'fu anna waghfir lana warhamna anta mawlana. Eh, Malik, you have said in the Quran, Anta Mawlana, Fansurna alil qawmi kafirin. You are Mawla, eh, mere Mawla, eh, mere Aqa, ilal alameen, Rabbul alameen, yalla kibriya, greatness, azmat, majesty, grandeur, power is only for you. Only you can be proud of yourselves, yalla. Yalla, forgive us. We are full of pride, arrogance, yalla. Full of sin, Ya Allah. Our hearts are clogged with all spiritual maladies, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, so many spiritual maladies. We have become so sick, Ya Allah. Eh, Malik-e Kareem, Ulama-e Rabbaniyin, Ulama-e and Mashayikh-e Haqqa, they make an effort on us, Ya Allah. Day and night, they make waaz. Ya Allah, they have majalis. They cry to you, Ya Allah, to change the condition of the ummah, Ya Allah. اے اللہ اب تو ہمارے احوال کو بدل دے یا اللہ ہمارے دل کو بدل دے یا اللہ change our conditions یا اللہ from evil یا اللہ to goodness یا اللہ from ظلمات to your noor یا اللہ from disobedience یا اللہ to obedience یا اللہ from نفاق and shirk یا اللہ to ایمان یا اللہ کامل ایمان نصیب فرما یا اللہ تو کامل ایمان نصیب فرما تو جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما یا اللہ جنت الفردوس نصیب فرما جنت میں اعلیٰ مقام نصیب فرما نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کی اللہ کی صحبت نصیب فرما جنت میں ان کی معیت نصیب فرما یا اللہ ان جنت don't deprive us of any نعمت یا اللہ because we close with نبی صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم یا اللہ and grant is an occasion when we will be able to see you یا اللہ when we will hear every day twice یا اللہ or many more times یا اللہ تلاوت of the قرآن مجید your کلام from you یا اللہ when you will recite and we will be sitting each one on his own member, Ya Allah, and when you will recite the Quran in Majid, when you will say Ar-Rahman, Allama al-Quran, Khalaq al-Insan, Allamahu al-Bayan, Oh my Allah, you have commenced the surah with Ar-Rahman. Hey Allah, you have said Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. You are full of mercy. You have mentioned both your qualities, both mean the same, that you are full of mercy. Ar-Rahman and Ar-Rahim. If you wish, you could have told us to read Bismillah, Al-Qahar, Al-Jabbar. Oh Allah, whilst you have those qualities, you are Qahar, you are Jabbar. But Ya Allah, you are also Ghaffar, you are also Rahman, you are also Rahim, you are also Kareem. Ya Allah, answer our dua tonight. Hey Malik, answer our dua tonight. When a person has some problem, he goes to some inspector, he goes to some superior, he goes to some person, he needs a plan to be passed, he needs some loan, he needs something, and the person does not want to see him. He tries every channel, every contact he has, he pleads to the person, he begs him, he goes on his knees, he cries to the person, Finally, that person does the job for him, does him a favor. Oh Malik, oh Kareem Allah, we are desperate, Ya Allah. We need you for everything, Ya Allah. We need you for everything, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for dunya we need you. For akhirat we need you. We are so full of needs, Ya Allah. Allahumma kashif al-gham, mufarrij al-ham, remove the grief we have in our hearts. Ya Allah, the sorrow we have. Ya Allah, those worries and those problems which are melting our lives, which are finishing us up, Ya Allah, which is turning our head into grey. Ya Allah, you know what is worrying us, Ya Allah. You know each person's problems, Ya Allah. Those who are assembled here, and our mothers and sisters at home, our brothers at home, elderly parents, grandparents, Ya Allah, masoom children, Ya Allah. They are disabled people who are listening. They are people who are mazur, they are blind, they are listening. There are people who can't walk, they are listening. There are people who got cancer, they are listening. There are people who got such ailments and such sicknesses, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you have rahm on them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for their sake, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, for my Nabi's sake, sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Tonight, Ya Allah, how can we leave here from this masjid and we are not forgiven, Ya Allah? How can that be possible, Ya Allah? Ya Allah, by a generous person, we will beg and beg and beg, and you will give us. Ya Allah, you are the, Ya Allah, the Rabb of all Kareem people. You are the most generous person. Ya Allah, give us afiyat. Give us afiyat. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has mentioned in the hadith, there isn't anything better than asking from Allah for afiyat. Therefore, my Allah, we are asking you for afiyat, safety, security, peace from every type of calamity, spiritual calamities, physical calamities, dunya calamities, akhirat calamities. We ask you, my Allah, for afiyat, salamati, hifazat. Give us protection. Our lives in danger. Our children when they leave their home. Our husbands when they leave home. The wives when they leave home. Ya Allah, when they leave home, Ya Allah, masoom children, we don't know if they're going to return safely again. Wives are worried, my husband has left home. Husbands are worried if their wives are gone somewhere where they'll return safe and sound. Ya Allah, there is so much of crime in this country. Ey Malik-e Kareem, we have not done our job. We have not practiced on Islam. We have not preached Islam. We have not made tabligh of Islam. Ya Allah, we sat back, we relaxed, we didn't care. Oh my Allah, now we realize our wrongs. Now we realize our mistake. Ya Allah, grant us another chance, Ya Allah. Make the non-Muslims of this country especially, Ya Allah, understand, see the beauty in Islam. Make them flock to Islam. Ya Allah, give them Iman. And all the non-Muslims in the world, Ya Allah, make them see the truth of Islam. Make them understand that Islam does not preach terrorism. Islam does not want any person to take any person's life unjustly. Islam does not harm. Islam does not even teach us to harm an animal. Islam does not want even to kill it, want us to kill an ant even. Islam never teaches us to harm any person. Islam teaches us to be kind to our neighbors, to our fellow kith and kin, to our parents, to our family members. Islam teaches us to be kind to non-Muslims also. Ey Malik-e Kareem, give us the akhlaq of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Ya Allah, give us sihat, Ya Allah. We are sick, Ya Allah. We are suffering. Somebody has got a mental problem. Somebody has got a migraine. Somebody has got a frozen shoulder. Somebody has got a problem with his lungs. Somebody with his kidneys failing. Somebody with his pancreas, Ya Allah. Somebody he's got a heart problem, Ya Allah. Some people have got cancer. Some people have got some stomach disease. Some people can't even walk. They are disabled. Some have got a knee problem. Some have got some leg problem. Ya Allah, different type of problems, Ya Allah. Different type of sicknesses. Such sicknesses, Ya Allah, that our forefathers didn't hear of, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, doctors are trying day in, day night out, Ya Allah. You assist them, Ya Allah. Find the cure for all the diseases, Ya Allah. Don't make any person suffer, Ya Allah. Remove the hardships that Ummat is suffering, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, remove the hardships, Ya Allah. Wherever the Ummat is, Ya Allah, Pareshan, so many places, Kashmir, Ya Allah, in Pakistan, in Iraq, in Palestine, in various places. Oh Allah, now you make the first love Hidayah tonight. Ya Allah, we know we are very feeble. We know in this masjid, Ya Allah, right now, especially this banda, Ya Allah, we are the worst of people, Ya Allah. We are the worst of people, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, but we have got hopes, Ya Allah. When we are asking, not any person, we are asking you, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we had been asking anybody else, then we know definitely we'd be rejected. Ya Allah, but how can we be mardood when you are so kind and you are wadood, you are loving, you are caring. Oh Allah, therefore, we have yaqeen tonight that now you're going to spread hidayat and you're going to make the entire world, Ya Allah, full of your noor and hidayat, Ya Allah. And you're going to make peace in the entire world, Ya Allah. There'll be no more bombings, there'll be no more killings, no person will be get hurt, no collapsing of any buildings, and no person getting hurt or injured in any way. There'll just be peace prevailing through the four corners of the world, Ya Allah. Make us be in the Jamaat of Hazrat Mahdi alayhi salatu salam. Ya Allah, protect us from Dajjal. Protect us from the fitna of Dajjal. Protect us from the fitna of those who are living and those who have left this world, Ya Allah. Protect us from ham, from grief. Ya Allah, those of us who have got debts, Ya Allah, who have got qarza, Ya Allah, on our heads, Ya Allah. We have taken loans from people, Ya Allah. We have borrowed from people, Ya Allah. And we are unable to repay them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you put softness in the hearts of creditors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them forgive the debtors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, and those who are debtors, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, make them realize that they must pay back those loans, Ya Allah. You assist them, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you give them the tawfiq, Ya Allah. Tu asbab peda farma. Open your doors of rozi, Ya Allah. Give us halal rozi, Ya Allah. Plentiful, Ya Allah. Don't make us beg from any person. Don't make us hanker after this world, Ya Allah. Give us what is baqadri zarurat, Ya Allah. Make us use our wealth for the akhirat, Ya Allah. Help us to invest for the akhirat, Ya Allah. Help us now to prepare for the akhirat, Ya Allah. Make us be sons of the akhirat, Ya Allah. Do not make us dogs of the dunya, Ya Allah. Do not make us slaves of the dunya, Ya Allah. Do not make us slaves of our passions and whims and fancies of our nafs, Ya Allah. Do not make us ghulam of our nafs, Ya Allah. Make us ibadul. Ibadur Rahman, make us Abdullah, Abdul Rahman, slaves of Allah, slaves of Rahman. Ey Allah, now you make us muti, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us your taat, Ya Allah. Help us to obey you. Obey Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Every sunnat of my Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it come into our lives, Ya Allah. Fill our hearts with your noor. Fill our hearts with iman. Fill our hearts with good things, Ya Allah. Remove from our hearts all the filth, all the spiritual melodies. Ya Allah, hum gunah karte karte hum thak gaye. Hum thak gaye, Ya Allah. Awaz nahi hai, dam nahi hai, taqat nahi hai. اے اللہ تو غفور رحیم اس ٹوٹی پوٹی دعا قبول فرما اے اللہ قبول فرما اے اللہ one person may be sitting here اللہ whoever that person may be یا اللہ oh so many of us یا اللہ tonight that one آسو that معصوم child may have shed that elderly person may have shed اے اللہ that one gunegar who disobeyed you his whole life but tonight he made the resolution he said oh my اللہ I did so many things that hurt you یا اللہ I did so many things that disobeyed you, Ya Allah. Oh my Allah, I've realized my wrongs. And tonight, I'm making the sincere tawbah. Ey Allah, you have raham on his asu. And you forgive the entire ummah of Nabiya Kareem, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Especially those who have assembled here, Ya Allah. And every masjid, all those making i'tikaf, accept the i'tikaf. All the ibadah that took place. Don't reject any of those ibadat. Accept all those ibadat. On the day of Qiyamah, fill our pans of and good scales of good deeds, Ya Allah. Make it be heavy, Ya Allah. Make it outweigh the bad deeds, Ya Allah. Don't make there be any bad deeds, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, if we hurt any of your makhluk, Ya Allah, forgive us, Ya Allah. Help us to ask that person for maaf. If it is something wrong we have done, if we have sworn at him, made his ghibat, or whatever wrong we have done, we have made zulam upon the person, we have usurped his rights, we have taken away his miras, his inheritance, we have not given our sisters or daughters or family members that miras, that inheritance, Ya Allah. We usurped their wealth. We cheated them, Ya Allah. We deceived. Them. Oh Allah, forgive us. Give us the tawfiq of going back, Ya Allah. Taking that courage and asking for maaf and repaying those loans and sharing that inheritance properly again, Ya Allah. Whatever wrongs we have done, Ya Allah, give us that courage. Don't make us have pride. Don't make pride an obstacle of us asking the next person for maaf. Ya Allah, forgive us also, Ya Allah. Whatever desires my brothers have had, Ya Allah. Whatever desires, Ya Allah, we have sat in this Mubarak night. Again, having hope from you, Ya Allah. Whatever jais, murad, arzu, tamanna, desire, my beloved brothers have here, and our sisters and mothers at home, and whoever may be listening at home, our elderly people, Ya Allah, our other brothers, Ya Allah, and all the masajid in the whole of the country, Ya Allah, in the whole world, Ya Allah, Ey Allah, tonight, Ya Allah, fulfill every person's need, every person's desire.
اللهم كاشف الغم مفرج الهم مجيب دعوة المضطرين رحمن الدنيا والآخرة ورحيمهما فارحمنا في حاجاتنا كلها بقضائها ونجاحها رحمة تغنينا بها عن رحمة من سواك لا إله إلا الله الحليم الكريم سبحان الله رب العرش العظيم الحمد لله رب العالمين نسألك موجبات رحمتك وعزائم مغفرتك والغنيمة من كل بر والسلامة من كل إثم لا تدع لنا ذنبا إلا غفرته ولا هما إلا فرجته ولا دينا إلا قضيته ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة إلا قضيتها ويسرتها يا رب العالمين اللهم حبب إلينا الإيمان وزينه في قلوبنا وكره إلينا الكفر والفسوق والعصيان وجعلنا من الراشدين اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان وأمتنا على الإيمان واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان forgive all the marhumin يا الله give them جنة الفردوس forgive us يا الله when we leave this world make us leave this world with كلمة لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم يا الله those who have not made زيارة الحرمين الشريفين accept them give them the tawfiq make them go bar bar for Hajj and Umrah يا الله take us also يا الله every year يا الله and give us a place in Madinah Munawwara to stay with afiyat salamati يا الله with sihat and taqwa and be on haqq يا الله with iman يا الله and you accept us يا الله give us khatima with iman يا الله give us shahadat in Madinah Munawwara يا الله and make us be buried in jannatul baqi and then raise us to Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and give us jannatul firdaus يا الله ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة اعين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما يا الله all the good that Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked يا الله Grant us all that good, Ya Allah. Whatever evil he sought protection from that, Ya Allah. You save us from all those evil, Ya Allah. Whatever dua our Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made while he's making mata'a, while he's going around the Kaaba, on the mataf, Ya Allah. Mataf mein chalkar dua mahanga tha, Ya Allah. Whatever duas he made, Ya Allah. At multazam he attached himself, Ya Allah. My Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cried and cried and cried, Ya Allah. Whatever duas he made there, under mizabe rahmat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, in the hatim, Ya Allah. Behind maqam Ibrahim, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, such Mubarak places he made dua in Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat. He cried and cried. He made so much of dua. In Sajda, my Nabi Sallam would cry and he would make dua, Ya Allah. The sound of boiling kettle would come. What extent he went through for his ummah, Ya Allah. Have raham on that, Ya Allah. Forgive all of us completely, Ya Allah. Give us again the best of this dunya, best of akhirat. Do not make us muhtaj. These last one or two days of Ramadan, do not deprive any person. Do not make any person mahroom. Ya Allah, those who have no beards, Ya Allah. Now you give us a tawfiq of growing a sunnat beard of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Ya Allah, those who have not been practicing on deen, those of us who have been away from deen, now you keep us on sirat al-mustaqim. Make us, our pants be above our ankles, Ya Allah. Make us with the sunnat libas, Ya Allah. Help us to deal with kindness, deal correctly. Don't make us cheat, Ya Allah. Don't make us speak lies anymore. Don't make us commit any zina anymore with our eyes, with our limbs, Ya Allah. Don't make us do any filthy things, Ya Allah. Now give us a change in our life, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us a change in our life and grant us your razamandi, your pleasure, your happiness, and make us feel and experience the lazat of your ibadat, your munajat, Ya Allah, and what the awliya are enjoying, and what they're experiencing, what we just read in the kitab, what we just hear from the mashayikh, وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانَ that they get jannat in this world, and they get jannat in the akhirat, they got that huzuri with the mawla, Ya Allah, now you give us that attachment, that ta'alluq with you, that when we walk, we can feel you, when we are sitting, we can feel your presence, Ya Allah, wherever we are, we can feel that, oh Allah, you are with us, every time, Ya Allah, when we're sitting, Ya Allah, we must feel the beating in our heart, Allah, Allah, Ya Allah, tu hamara banja, hame tera bana le. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك وحبيبك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان عليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله يا الله our list is very very long whatever we ask you for ya Allah give it to us whatever we have not asked we have forgotten whatever is khair for us you are alam al-ghuyub you are know of the unseen you know what is best for us ya Allah you grant it to us ya Allah don't make any person mahroom our mothers at home those who requested ya Allah those who begged us please remember us in your duas and all my brothers who have come here ya Allah tonight especially ya Allah accept all of us ya Allah Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم وتب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله رب العالمين